Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Technology. Much like all the time, if you were on hold and you got cut off there, our phone lines went down. We are currently in the rebooting mode again. Unfortunately, this time it's not connecting, so we're gonna have to keep trying to reboot that.
Quite the operation we've got here.
Well, that's the thing. So we thought our other caller dropped off. He didn't. The phone line basically froze his ass out. Then we lost the calls, and now we can't even get onto the computer screen to pull up calls. So even if you try to call the station right now, it's sent you straight to voicemail.
No idea.
Ted, so leave a really great message for Castle.
Ted, we're playing Big Dummy amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big Dummy!
We can just tell some stories.
Hey, it's me and Ted. Mike playing Big Dummy.
Mike's still working on this.
Sorry, I'm going to kick your ass, Ted.
Just to give people an idea, I walked out of the studios. I heard what Mike said, and I went, ugh.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do?
And then our engineer was walking over, and he was like, that good? I go, what Mike just said is not good.
Yeah, not good. It's not good.
Because sometimes they just blink off, like Miles was saying. They're like,
and that's fine. No, this system is like, we're gone.
Yeah. Okay, Ted, I'm taking you down.
You guys going to play Big Dummy, too?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, here's your question.
No, we're going to wrestle.
Your question, the Tasman Sea separates what two countries?
The Tasman Sea separates Tasmania from Australia.
That's what I believe, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, it separates Australia from New Zealand.
Oh, we all got that wrong.
That is correct. That is correct.
All right. Or should we see who can... All right.
What, Ding?
Well, I was going to say, there's three of us. We're still callers, so we should see how many miles could do in a row.
And then all right, why don't we do that?
There we go.
Okay. So you're on the streak.
All right, so I'm the first player?
You're the first player.
Okay, okay, sweet.
Miles, are you
sober or not? Yeah.
Not sober. Not sober. Right.
Yeah. Would you rather, when you go to a show, are you gonna leave early or are you going to stay till the end?
I'm leaving early.
You're leaving early to beat the traffic?
I am.
All right.
That is a guarantee. That's right. All know that to be true.
I will say, you left one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen, missed field goals. Seahawks Giants.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I do remember that.
All right, Miles, your question. What is the largest land animal that can swim but not jump?
Swim but not jump.
Correct.
Largest land animal. Giraffe.
I believe that's the elephant.
It is the elephant.
Oh. Okay.
All right, who's next? Ted?
Well, he's still going.
Yeah. He's still playing Big Dummy.
Question two.
This one, I know you know the answer. Let me skip. And a symphony orchestra...
What? Why are you skipping?
Because I know you know the answer. I know you know the answer. Okay. We've had conversations about this individual as well.
All right.
and he's here in the studio with us. In a symphony orchestra, what instrument is played by the concertmaster? The concertmaster.
Hmm. Concertmaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the violin.
That's what I think.
Done.
Wow.
Two and done. Look out.
Is it the one that stands up at the beginning and just he hits the note that everybody has to tune to?
I believe that is correct.
So that everybody's in tune with that concert master.
Yeah. What if you found out that's the only note he can play?
Game is Big Dummy. Ted, you're our next contestant. Ready to play the big game? Are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. You're going to have to beat Miles. Miles took two questions to get one right.
Okay.
Are you leaving early or you staying late?
I'm staying till the end.
Stay until the end.
Since there's only two choices, but I mean, to me, it depends on which one you're...
What are you, on Facebook?
All right, Ted, here's your question.
Can I give a shout-out?
Sure. You know what, go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know.
How about cousin who got the Oprah hug?
That wasn't my... I don't know who that guy is, but I will give a shout-out to Neptunes and Downtown Hyannis.
Okay. Are you going to answer the last question that Steve gave me?
Yeah, this is the question I was going to ask you. Okay. I know definitively that you know the answer. So, the Ted Smith, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland were the members of what band? Why are you looking like you're mad at me? That is the question. I know that Miles knows the answer to this. Andy Summers.
And I know their names.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Damn it.
Any guesses, Ted?
This is harder. I feel bad. I make fun of people all the time. On every Thursday.
We just need a guess, man.
Just say a band, Ted.
The Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead. Question two.
Stupid answer. It's the Police. They were the guys that aren't Sting.
Yep. All right.
All right, your question, Ted. Who was the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie, which is a condition I suffered once?
Yes. Oh, come on.
Steamboat Willie.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not going to give me Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers, but you're going to give Mickey Mouse, the guy that does it on the show,
I did not say me. I said Steamboat Willie.
About Mickey Mouse. That's incredible.
Not everybody knows that he's Steamboat
Willie,
though.
Yes, he does. He knows exactly who that is.
Ted doesn't like Disney.
Just like I know. Yes, he does.
I have a picture of me inside God. Like a giant wooden cutout where it looks like I'm Steamboat Willie.
Right,
for real.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have a big dummy off if Mike can't beat one. Then. All right, Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober as a judge, Miles.
Mike, are you leaving early to beat traffic or staying to the end?
Does it count if I leave early from the co-headliner so that I actually technically beat the traffic?
You left early.
I left early.
Okay.
Why do we say sober as a judge? I know some judges.
I was going to say the same thing, brother. That is not a profession.
I think because they're supposed to be sober.
Well, I'm supposed to be sober. Miles is supposed to be sober.
Right? I'm supposed to be sober, too.
We're not supposed to be sober.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I think we've earned that.
Yeah. Okay.
We've worked hard for that.
Yeah. We're not supposed to be. All right, Mike, here's your question. What state is the geographic center of the lower 48?
The geographic center of the lower 48, if I'm not mistaken, that is Missouri.
So close.
Arkansas?
Kansas.
Damn it.
It'd be wild if we moved the capital like Brazil did.
Did they move to the center of the country?
Yeah, it used to be, Rio or something? And now it's Brasilia in the middle. So they wanted to encourage people to move there.
Did you want to just move the capital to...
Just think it would be wild if you moved it and just all of a sudden it was like, you want to go see the monument? You got to go to Kansas.
Isn't it actually Kansas City? Like, that is the geographic center of the lower 48.
I don't know.
You were right to say Missouri, though. I thought St. Louis, I think people have talked about it. Yeah.
All right. Your question. What are the two major airports that support Chicago?
Oh, I don't know airports.
I don't know nothing about
that.
You
got O'Hare and you got Midway.
Oh, two.
Oh.
Wow.
All big dummy off.
It's a big dummy off.
It's the first one ever.
Big dummy off. Yeah. Okay, so we're all going to stick with the same number of questions we got.
Okay.
Right. So,
Miles Montgomery, you're up.
Two.
Each of you get two questions.
Well, right now we're tied.
Okay.
So we're going to add on. So it might take me three to get one there. Well, we can start from the beginning. Whatever.
All right. Your question, on what part of your body would you wear mukluks? What part of your body would you wear mukluks?
A part of my body would I wear mukluks? Mukluks. Give me a second here. Mukluk.
Mukluk.
I'm going to say over top of my feet as like my shoes.
One and done.
You wear them under feet.
One and done.
Those are the seal skin or reindeer skin boots.
Yes, they are. Of course they are.
Yeah,
I knew that.
All right, Ted.
Ted's a question. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
What material do you need to make bread in Minecraft?
Is it like the same one in real life?
Pretty much.
Yeast.
Ah. Oh.
Flour.
Wheat.
Wheat.
You were
wheat.
Right there.
Wheat. Wheat. Like a Will. A Wheaton.
Wheaton. Somebody here says, I was about to say, I know two judges, and I've never seen them without a drink. Yeah. Maybe you should change it to sober as a judge should be.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What country is part of the United Kingdom, but not Great Britain?
Oh, Northern Ireland.
2 for 10.
Shout out to Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
And the guy that was here last week. I'm sorry. Cillian. Cian? Cian.
How do they say this?
Cillian?
Killian.
It's like C-I-A-N.
But isn't it Killian?
No, because Killian, I don't know. He told me we had a drink together.
Same.
Big dummy off. Round 3, Mike Hawk. Your turn.
All right. Come on, baby. One and done king over here, hopefully.
All right. Your question, Mike. Nicole Kidman voiced a character named Norma Jean in what animated movie?
Can I ask you if it's a fairly recent movie, like within the last 10 years?
You can ask me, but
damn,
I have bad news.
It's
I have
big
no
dummy
idea.
Off.
I feel like it's, I would say, at least the last 20.
I'm going to throw a shot in the dark here and say Sing.
Aha!
It is not Sing.
Animated movie. She played Norma Jean.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
That's clearly a Madonna reference. Or
Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
Damn it.
Happy Feet.
What?
Okay. Happy Feet.
Question 2.
She played Happy Feet's mom. That's right.
Also known as Norma Jean.
Yeah.
A lot of people played her mom.
Well, and then Hugh Jackman was his dad. He was more the Elvis type character.
Okay, question 2 to tie 10.
So stupid.
In 2007, what network TV morning show expanded from 3 hours to 4?
Ooh.
An extra hour to drink wine.
That was why they added that hour.
Pretty much.
Is that, shoot. It's Good Morning America?
Mike Hogg in third place.
The Today
question
Show.
3.
The Today Show.
The Today That's Show. That's the one.
Kelly Lee Gifford, slugging them back.
Lushes.
Which network is the Today Show on?
Oh, criminy. NBC.
You got it. Nice job. Looks like I won.
Damn it.
I'll give you that one, Montgomery. Yeah, you won.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate I'm so that. Proud of you.
So what's going on with the phones? Are they still just dead?
I'm still trying to... I'm checking from time to time to see if I can call in, and I'm not getting any luck. The fact that the lights aren't coming on tells me that nobody else is having luck.
Okay, now the speed round. Ding to get in first.
Ooh, okay.
Got a ding to get in first. All right.
Oh, Mike's making a phone call. This is wild. Because usually at live events, we don't have phones. We have people.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. What Kansas song does Keanu Reeves use to wow Socrates in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Ding, Carry On Wayward Son.
Ding, Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind, yeah.
Boom. Give me another one. Give me another one.
Mike, aren't you the one who argues that Kansas only has one song?
Yeah,
and it's Dust in the Wind?
No, it's Carry On Wayward Son.
Oh, I thought you argued Dust in the Wind.
I forgot that they did Dust in the Wind, and even then it's okay.
Same.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Are they the worst state band?
We're state band?
Or like, you know what I mean? Like, I take Chicago.
Do you mean places?
But Chicago's a city.
Right, but you got Boston, you got Chicago, you got Kansas.
How big or small are we getting, Ted? Like, can we throw Asia in there?
You can throw Asia in
there. Yeah, let's just say a place. Europe. That's right.
Geographical location.
I would probably take Europe or Chicago. I like Chicago.
As far as what now?
If I have to move to a place based on
the
band's
name. Oh,
you're moving there. Yeah. That's right. I'm going to move.
I think it would just go
Miami Sound Machine.
Ooh.
Boston.
That's a good call.
Look at
you going to Boston?
I'll go to Boston.
I'm going someplace warm.
I mean, a little outside our genre, Florida, Georgia line.
But is that where you want to live? On the line?
Right on that line.
Yeah.
I got a personal story about that.
Oh, no.
Do you for real?
Yeah.
See, his buddy, my brother, coached Cher down there.
My brother coached Florida. and he was pitching at Florida State. And he told the coaching staff of this summer team that I'm going to leave and go to this other college, Belmont, to work on country music. And they were all like, what? Right. You're at Florida State. Turns out he was right.
So he ended up being in?
Florida Georgia Line. I'm saying the
band.
Brian Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother coached him.
All right, question two.
Question number two. Who directed the movie Apocalypse Now?
Ding.
Dead.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Ding.
You got it.
Nice job, Dave.
Let's go.
Okay.
I thought it was Kubrick.
That's a strange movie.
It is.
I've not seen it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, you know, it's a classic and all that.
I've
you
heard
don't
it's a
need
dark, dark movie.
Yeah.
A little bit. All right, your question. What movie was split into two parts called Death Proof and Planet Terror?
That was Kurt Russell.
Did the bells die?
Wait a minute.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Miles.
Because
it was Tarantino, and who was the other guy directing?
Rodriguez. I know Tarantino, but what is the movie called?
Right. Grindhouse.
Okay.
You play it, Mike?
Sorry, man.
Damn, Ted.
Man.
All right, your question. Scurvy results from the lack
Ding.
Of what, Ted?
Citrus.
Ding.
I'll give it to you. Vitamin C.
But I would have said
citrus.
Well, I figure when scurvy was a thing, they probably didn't have vitamin C supplements.
Okay.
Yeah. As much as, like, I need an orange.
But it's not a lack of citrus. It's a lack of vitamin C.
That is true.
Did you know that August is Scurvy Awareness Month?
No, Ted.
Are you making that up, or is that for real?
Scurvy nerd.
You're making it up, aren't you?
We decided that once on a river.
What?
How high were you?
What?
Was there a dog with a beard?
Different. No, but
you had a discussion about when to recognize scurvy awareness.
Scurvy Awareness Month, yeah.
Scurvy.
What do we call it? Scab or scam? Scram. Mm.
Scram. Scurvy Awareness Month. All right. August. All right, the question. Cleo and the Cleetones are the house band for what late night talk show host?
Where you at, Ted?
Ding.
Beat Ted Smith.
Stephen Colbert.
Ding.
Seth Meyers.
Keith Smith.
Ding. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Shoot. Mike's in the game.
Okay.
Hey, you're the TV guy.
Yeah.
I've got two.
TV's
Ted, you have two. Mike's got one.
All right.
Your question. How many rooms are there on a standard Clue game board?
Ding. Nine.
Wow. Mike coming to ties it up.
Game night guy coming
love
through.
Clue, dude.
Game night guy.
I mean, he plays game nights.
Hell yeah.
All
that's
right.
A bad thing about being single.
What?
Nobody invites you to game night.
You want to come to game night, Ted?
I would love to.
Okay, we'll get you in game night.
Why don't they invite you to game night if you're single?
Because it's a couple's thing.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, really?
That's probably why I've never been.
Yeah.
It's either you invite the family or you invite couples to get together and you play games.
But you can't just invite your single friends.
No.
Wow.
It's like season tickets, man. You can't get them.
You don't want to make them feel sad.
What do I bring them?
You got to
dude, single, you don't understand how happy single people are.
Bring Marshawn.
They're going to have a lot more fun playing Pictionary than you will.
I'm just telling you, I don't know why. Like, whenever I'm in a relationship, I'm like, F, I love playing games. Mm-hmm. But when you're single, nobody goes, do you want to come to game night with us?
We got to do that. Midweek, man. Grab Marshawn. Come on down. We'll do a game night.
Okay. All right.
One more question for the win.
All right. Let's go.
I won round one. This is round two. We're tied up at two questions apiece.
Your question. What dance gave the digital underground their biggest hit? Beat that smart.
The Humpty Dance.
Jesus, he wins round two.
Let's go. More of a big dummy amongst some interim coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, Chef, coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has gas station snacks for your summer travels.
Get some.
Head Chef coming up at 4:30 right after the game, known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy! All right, good news here. Not only did we get our phone lines back, thank you, engineers VD and Phil. I do not know what you did. Probably unplugged and plugged it back
Bad
in.
Assery is what they did.
And thanks, Phil. Sees a hangout for a little bit. Make sure it's... Thanks, Phil.
And not just that, but we actually have Cody back.
Who's All right, Cody, you're on question number six.
All right. Crocodile Dundee's name was Michael.
Mick. Michael. Yeah. Is Mick a nickname for Michael?
No. My cousin did that, but it is not a nickname for Michael.
No.
I'm just going to put that out there. No. It is a goofy nickname for a Michael.
All right.
Love you, cousin.
Save it for a mouse.
It only worked for him. He called me Mick. I'm not a Mick. No.
I'm not a Mick. Be careful when you say that. All right. Here's your question. In how many Superman movies did Gene Hackman appear as Lex Luthor?
Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor.
Cody's still there.
Three?
I'm here. Nice job, Cody. Three. Very good. Three it is.
Hey, this has to drop off.
No one remembers Superman 3.
That was the one with Richard Pryor, I believe.
It was. Yep.
That was a bad idea.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hello, Gabe.
Hello?
We'll come back to Gabe. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Anthony, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Anthony. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, as simple as this. At the event, are you leaving early to beat traffic, or are you staying until the end?
I am staying to the end.
All right. Good for you, Anthony.
All right, Anthony, here is your question. What is the name of the valuable, quote-unquote, spice in the Dune universe?
Crap, I watched that movie like twice. What is it? Sand? Sand spice, I don't know.
I'm just going to go with the logical guess and say it's still saffron.
Nope. Melange.
All right.
Saffron is so expensive. It is insane.
That's what I'm saying. Still then. Even then.
Oh, yeah. All right, your question, Anthony. Which Mormon founded the city of Salt Lake City?
Which Mormon?
The one that got kicked out of Ohio.
He said, I can name two.
Steve? No.
Is it not Joseph Smith?
It's not Joseph Smith.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Brigham Young.
Brigham Young.
That's why the university's there.
Okay. Yep. Makes sense. All right, Anthony, your question. How many books are there in the New Testament? It's the same number as amendments in the U.S. Constitution.
Same number. 12? 27.
27. All right, your question. What was the name of the political police in Nazi Germany?
Sounds like a delicious dish.
Yeah, some people confuse it for a cold Spanish soup.
Cheech?
Gestapo. Gestapo.
The Cheech. Question four, Anthony.
The dreaded Cheech of Nazi Germany, yeah. Yes. All right, question number four. What grain is used to make haggis? What do they stuff the stomachs with? Mike, you like haggis, right?
I like haggis.
Like haggis?
Oh, yeah. I'll get down on some haggis. I had it every night out there.
You need a shirt that says that. I'll get down on some haggis.
I'd give it a run.
Dude, it's good. You'd like it.
But I like blood sausage.
Yeah, all right.
You don't need to.
It just sausage. Wilford Brimley would tell you to eat this in the morning.
Whole grain?
No. Oats. Well, I mean, you're close.
You can give it to him now.
Question five.
What was it?
Oats.
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 Honey bunches of...
No haw, just oats.
All right, your question. Which U.S. president was fatally shot in 1881?
Abraham Lincoln.
That was 1865.
McKinley.
Nope.
Oh, was it McKinley?
This one likes lasagna.
Garfield.
James Garfield.
I almost said Taft,
but he didn't get shot.
He may have. Wouldn't know.
Couldn't find the bullet.
Right.
Garfield.
We think you were shot. We can't tell.
Hit him in the blubber.
There's no other place to hit him. It's either a headshot or a blubber shot.
Hit him in the mustache. He had a great mustache.
Aim for the mustache. Should take him down.
He had a great mustache.
They found three bullet casings in his mustache alone. Mm. All right, your question. What is the capital of New Zealand?
New Zealand. Probably asked this so many times, I still don't know.
You've heard of this place. There's a delicious beef dish with this name.
Oh, I was thinking of the other.
Stroganoff.
That's a nudist colony, though.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
Welcome to Stroganoff, New Zealand, partner.
Oh. Is Gordon Ramsay like
a woman? A woman killed most of her ex-in-laws with this dish in Australia at dinner.
She poisoned it. Damn. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Across the Strait of Tasmania or whatever that was.
Lassie found a young boy here.
I really don't know.
Wellington.
Question seven.
By the way, Mike, your theory has been disproven. Everyone, the joke is always that Lassie comes running up to the farm. You know, Timmy fell in the well.
Right?
So they reviewed all the Lassie episodes. This is what they figured out. And only one episode was anything in the well, and it was Lassie.
Yep.
There was never a boy in the well.
No. Lassie got trapped in a well. But Timmy ran home, took some of them. Somehow it's gotten turned all the way around.
I wonder if it's just ridiculous.
All right, your question. How is a person related to the child of their parents' cousin? What do you call that relationship? So it's your parents' cousin. Oh. They have a kid. How are you related? This is my...
Yeah.
Second cousin?
You got it. Nice job, Anthony. Yo. Nice job. Here's my question. But what do I know their kids are my second cousin. But what's that? What is that person to me? Like, what's my dad's cousin?
First cousin once removed.
I still think you're second cousins.
That was going to be my next question. How is a person related to their parents' first cousin?
Correct.
That is, in fact, the first cousin once removed. So.
All right.
Your parents' cousins, they are your first cousin once removed. I don't think anyone ever adds that.
No.
Once removed. but your second cousin is the child of your parents' cousins.
Oh, right.
Okay. I went down that rabbit hole earlier this morning, man, and I mean, it just gets, it is insane. Like, I can't keep up. So, oh, basically, so second cousin
is the,
you're
kids
not
of your
siblings,
first cousin,
but it's all about your grandparents, right? So, you have the same grandparents, but different parents. You are second cousins. If it's your great grandparents that you're, then they become your third cousin. So it breaks down.
So it goes that way.
Yeah, basically, you go up to the pyramid to find out where you meet.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. At the event, are you leaving early to beat traffic, or are you staying until the very end?
I'm staying until the very end and pulling a Ted and pulling out that cooler.
Okay, nice. Parking lot.
All right, why I guess not? I'll see you at White River.
All right. Here's your question. Who directed the movie Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know what's funny? I've actually never seen Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yeah.
It really is a good movie,
it's worth a watch.
It really is.
I've been meaning to for years. I just never, just sat down and watched it. Let's see. Is that Spielberg?
That's what I would have guessed.
Somebody like John Landis or something weird.
Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. In 1954, Armistice Day was renamed what?
What was the original day called?
Armistice Day.
I don't know. Let's go Arbor Day.
VE Day.
Veterans Day.
My bad.
It was called, Armistice Day until 1954. Never had a Lacestice Day, though. All right, your question.
Veterans Day.
The Minutemen fought during what war?
Let's see here. Would that be the Revolutionary War?
That's got it. There you go, Justin.
And they got that nickname from Disappointed Wives.
I was saying the War of the Strip Club.
Yeah.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm driving.
All right, Joe. Boy.
Good work.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Men's room poll, you are at the event. Are you leaving early to beat traffic or staying to the end?
Nah, I'm staying till the end. All right. My money's worth.
Hell yeah, Joe.
All right, Joe, your question. Alec Baldwin started hosting what game show in 2016?
Jeopardy? I don't know.
Was it Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Nope.
It was a newer one, right?
It was a reimagined older show.
Pictionary.
Match Game.
Match Game.
Quang, 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 quang. I think that's the
Miles actually has it.
Yeah. Pretty sure somewhere.
Hit it.
Oh, that would make me need to find it. Let me take a look here. There it is.
Well worth the wait.
I liked Match Game.
Did you have sex if this song's playing in the background?
You
did,
oh, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till the horns kick in.
Here it comes.
3, 4.
Maybe the horns don't.
Hornless version?
I think I did.
No, you shouldn't have a hornless version.
Where the hell's the horns?
They should usually come in by.
How did you get this version of it?
You've had a horned version before.
It sounds like it's just on a loop, boy.
That's what I'm saying. It is. This is just on a loop. How long is this bed, Miles?
My DJ set.
How long is this loop? How long is this bed?
There it is! I think VD had to go in there and do that crap. There's no way I did that.
And I believe it took that long for the horse.
Yeah, he's like a DJ that plays two songs, so you got to wait a long time for the drop.
All right, your question. What fruit comes in Red Haven and Harmony variety?
Apples?
Cherries.
Peaches.
peaches.
I like the peaches.
Question three.
Close
it was close. It was a fruit.
Yeah.
All right. And what summer Olympic sport are competitors known as either spinners or shifters?
Mm-hmm.
Spinners, shifters.
You really only see this during the Summer Olympics.
Discus?
Not a bad guess,
shot
man.
Shot put.
Shot put.
Yep.
Some people scoot up and scrunch and just fire. Other people do the whole spin thing and hopefully throw it the right direction.
Except they always look like they're taking a dump when they throw it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you would, too. You got that big, heavy-ass ball in your hand, man.
Brock Lesnar's daughter, spinner.
Yes, she is. She's a champion.
And only in that capacity.
Yes.
You got the joke.
I mean. All right. The question. What is the point scored immediately after deuce in tennis?
Advantage or add?
There you go.
Boom.
Thank you, Wii Tennis.
Yeah, I got the French Open going on right now, man. Roland Garros.
Davis, Big Dummy, 206-803, Rock.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, are you sober or not sober?
It's my birthday. What do you think?
I'm drunk as hell.
Gotcha.
And butt naked. Running from the cops on the riverbed.
What are you aren't you a Utah?
Oh, the cop part.
Aren't you a
yeah,
Utah? What are you drinking?
Yeah. What is this? Hang on.
No jewels.
What is this crap?
Drink goose.
Oh, good.
Well, good for you.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Jess.
Okay.
Fancy gal, RJ.
All right, you're at the event there. Jess, are you leaving early to beat traffic, or are you staying till the end?
I hate to say it, but at my age, I'm leaving early. Screw that.
Yeah. Leaving early.
No, we get it, man. We get it.
How old are you?
I am 40 today.
All right.
That's a big
one.
At
my age.
You're 40.
It's the Grey Goose talking. Don't worry about Ted.
Back in my
well, nobody day. Goes to a jazz game anyhow.
The appropriately named Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz.
It was like something that a promo that our former roommate she got, and she didn't want to go, and we ended up not going. I don't even know anything about the Jazz. I heard it's a big deal.
Actually, I'm making a joke.
I heard
credit to
it's
them.
A big deal.
They do show up for those games.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I went to a Utah football game once. It was great.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
Hockey club didn't do too bad.
Yeah.
What are the mammoths? Those are going
they on. Will become the mammoths, yeah.
All right, here's a question. It's multiple choice, and I'm not making this up. What is Stephen Colbert's middle name? Is it Malik, Darnell, Darius, or Tyrone?
Oh, no.
I'm going to go with Darnell.
I like Tyrone.
It is, in fact, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Yeah.
Stephen DeBrickashaw Colbert.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not see that coming. Okay. What up, T? All right, Mr. Hyde of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde fame. He actually had a first name. Was it Edward Vincent, Michael, or Ludwig?
Vincent?
I'll say Edward. Ludwig.
My it boyfriend's was... shaking his head no. I was like, you can't help me. And he's like, nope.
What, he knows? He knows the name.
Tension.
Yeah. Yeah, Edward.
Edward. You just didn't do that?
Mike said it.
Oh, how did you know it was Edward Hyde? Like, when does that ever come up?
It's the useless garbage I keep up here.
Oh, okay.
Is that why there's Hyde Park?
Yes.
All right.
We had Carlos Hyde on the Seahawks for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
No and relation.
Then Edward Hyde, yes. All right, your question. At a military funeral, the American flag is folded how many times?
Oh, man, now I got to do math. I just know it's in the shape of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a good start.
Okay, so let's fold that way. Fold that way. Crap, he's
going to
be mad at me for not knowing this one
because
he's military.
You heard the jazz.
Is it long way or the completed version?
The completed version.
The all like everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get it to the triangle.
To get it to the triangle.
13?
Yeah.
There it is.
Whoop.
Okay.
13. Yeah.
All right. 13.
13.
I guess there's stripes on the flag, colonies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Jess, Jay says happy birthday. I assume you know.
Big Dummy!
Thank you, Jay. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room, man.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Jen, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Jen. Okay. Good times. Yeah. Jen, you were at the event. Are you leaving early to beat traffic, or are you staying till the end?
Oh, I'm going all the way.
All right, staying till the end.
All the way.
Good time, Jen.
All right. All right, good time, Jen. Here's your question. In what movie does Clint Eastwood utter the line, "Go ahead, make my day"?
Make my day.
He says the same thing to prostitutes.
Hugh Grant did.
Thank you.
Hey, these are Hugh Grant jokes.
It's probably not right, but A Few Good Men, probably not right.
Yeah, I don't
probably
believe he was in A Few Good Men.
What movie?
Yeah, what movie?
Oh, Dirty Harry.
What's the name of the movie?
That's say that's Dirty
the name
Harry
of
movie.
His character.
I think the I second was one like was Dirty Harry.
It was like Dirty something. But
what is the name of that movie? Sledgehammer?
No.
Dirty Harry Penis. No. Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's the name of the movie. Mm-hmm. It's Sudden Impact. He was Dirty Harry.
It was a trilogy, if I'm not mistaken. And the second one was called Dirty Harry.
Son of a...
Mm-hmm. The things we learn.
I thought Sudden Impact was a terrible movie with like Dennis Rodman and Rod Van Dam.
Deep Impact.
That was a porn.
And the gummy cane.
Ended up in the gummy cane.
I've seen that. I've seen that video.
The gummy cave?
Oh, wow.
All right.
You're into some stuff.
Here is your
Jen.
Your question. What is the name of the salad? It's a French salad, and it contains tuna, anchovies, tomatoes, olives, and hard-boiled eggs.
Gross.
What? That's one of the few salads I'll eat.
Does Ted have a buddy? No? Okay.
Ambrosia's the one with apples, right? That's not right.
There are no apples in this one, man. You keep your apples.
What are the ingredients one more time?
Tuna, anchovies, tomatoes, olives, and hard-boiled egg.
Hmm.
That's not a chef salad. That's with ham, isn't it?
Is there a different version of that salad? Well, I'm guessing Greek.
It is not a Greek salad. It's the Niçoise salad.
Niçoise.
All right, because Greek is just olives, feta,
cucumbers,
and black olives,
red onion.
All right, Jen, question number three.
Question number three. Mumbai, India used to be called what?
You asked this. Doggone it.
I have asked this. I believe it's a gin, right?
Yeah. It is.
It is gin. Okay.
It's a good one.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Tanqueray.
What's that?
Tanqueray.
Not a bad guess, Jen, to be honest with you.
Welcome
Bombay.
To Tanqueray, India.
Yeah, I go to Tanqueray.
Okay.
Yeah. It is Bombay.
All right, question four, Jen. You're up against the line here on our time limit.
I don't want to be the big dummy.
Well, you're not going to be because we're going to cut you off here in a second.
All right.
Don't cut me off.
We're not. Well, look, man, we gotta go to break,
man. Sorry. I feel like she said this
I'm
a lot.
I'm not that drunk, okay? I'm not that drunk, okay? Don't cut me off yet, please.
It never works.
Nah, let me stay.
Don't cut me off.
All right. My birthday.
Don't let me get carried out like I did on my 21st birthday, okay?
Oh, no.
I got carried out by a security guard.
Oh, thank God I'm sitting down. I'm so shocked to hear that.
All right, Jen, you're wasting your time on this. I'm going to cut your ass off.
Here's your question, Jen. With the exception of God, how many fingers does each Simpsons character have? So when they write God into the script, he has a certain number of fingers, but otherwise, all the characters have how many fingers? You like how I set that up?
Is it four?
Okay, you got it.
You know, they gave the man respect.
Yeah, they gave God five fingers.
Gave him all the fingers.
Right, just in case, man. We're cool, right?
We're good, man. We're good. Here's the image of you. He's got all the fingers.
Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has gas station snacks for your summer travels. That's coming up at 4:30. And we'll get your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.